The earliest farmers were settled widely in this area by 9500 BC. And they also domesticated animals. How did they domesticate animals? The immediate predecessors of the people who were herding animals were extremely efficient, selective hunters. They were hunting young gazelles and other desert animals in their prime and forest animals. Now, this pattern of animal exploitation had begun much earlier, during the late Ice Age. The Cro-Magnons, as you can recall, could hunt an animal of any size. They were very efficient. And this process of efficiency is particularly effective against gregarious, highly social animals, like wild goats and wild sheep, who tend to follow herd leaders. Now, all these hunters had an intimate knowledge of the habits of the animals they hunted. And many of these herd animals tolerate feeding and breeding within a confined environment. And it's very good reason to believe, it's entirely logical, that hunters in a particular group would often feed off the same herd for long periods of time, many, many generations. They knew individual animals by sight. They watched them breed. They culled animals who were abandoned, and so on. And eventually, they may have conceived of the idea of controlling the movements of the key members of the herd, who would then be followed by others. Once the experience of restricting game movements took hold, it may have suggested a new way of life, and the people may have experimented with different species. As part of domestication, they may have increased their mutual dependence with the animals. Now, this process of domestication probably took quite a long time and began before 9000 BC. By 8000 BC, goats and sheep herding was widespread over a large area of Western Asia. It's really fascinating that once the idea was grasped, how quickly it took over. And we can only conclude that this new lifeway had major advantages. As we shall see in the next lecture, it also had some disadvantages. But it seems to have started, as far as agriculture is concerned, as a short-term solution to a drought problem. But the solution took over human life. And the domestication of animals may well have been the culmination of increasingly specialized hunting, where people developed these very close relationships with animals, particularly in areas where water supplies were limited and where the movements of animals, the game, were limited by the realities of water. And people just simply moved with the animals. They developed a symbiosis, a sort of living together eventually, and domestication eventually occurred. And once again, the selective pressures were such that it soon became a profitable enterprise for those who did it. And it changed human life. So there then are the beginnings of agriculture. In this lecture, we've told the story of the earliest farmers, the world's earliest, in southwestern Asia. We've described the dramatic climatic changes which made this region a paradise for hunter-gatherers after the Ice Age. Then we discussed the impact of the Younger Dryas with its intense drought cycles, which caused some communities to experiment with cereals and perhaps with animal domestication. We described the selective processes. We described what happened. In the next lecture, we're going to talk about the consequences.